Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the process, to the call, to the destiny that God has for us. And in that process, we are being made, we are being shaped line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, favor to favor. God is at work in our lives. He's doing something great. And in that process of him doing something great, he's causing us to be made more and more like him, and we begin to walk in the favor that he says we have in with him and with man, and we begin to see that manifestation in our lives like never before. We also understand the process of our there place. It is an Abraham walk, that walk where you're like Abraham. You have faith that believes God for the impossible. We also understand that our faith is connected to Jesus Christ and in him, the faith that Abraham had in the Lord Jesus Christ to see him before he ever came and to believe that he was coming to save, deliver, and set free. And the book of Galatians lets us understand and know that if we have that same type of faith, we will receive the same promises of Abraham and we receive eternal life just as Abraham and everyone who believes. So we understand that we are walking in a process where God is making us and shaping us and causing us to have faith that will see beyond where we are, beyond the circumstances, and know that he's God and he's able to do exceedingly abundantly far above what we ask, think, or even imagine. So that place that we're in, that their place is our making place. It's that process that we go through to make us and to shape us and to cause us to understand our God and understand his will and his word, but also understand how we are being moved from glory to glory, height to height, and depth to depth in him. And we're being changed as we apply the application of the word to our everyday life, as we eat and feast on the word of God, have fellowship with God, intimacy with God, and trust him and believe him. We're going to see great things happen in our life. Today, I'm going to encourage you just a little bit in this 15 minutes that we have together. In the place where you are at and where you're in a battle, and you know that God has already commissioned and commanded that you overcome, that you win the victory, and that you're being fought, but you don't have to allow that place of frustration to get you in a place where you're not producing what God says. You have to understand something, that frustration, the root of a lot of frustration that we have and the things that we endure and the things that we go through, it derives from roots that can sometimes come from our childhood or even in the womb, where we are experiencing things that we're always at this hostile place or this place of anxiety, this place of frustration, this place where we begin to see the operation of anger that comes up from, you know, in our lives, from little situations, little things. And the root of it is really things that we experience sometimes in childhood and life, where we had an environment that was always tense, or an environment that was always, you know, uncertainty about it. There might have been things that were going on that we were uncertainty about, especially if there was a lot of dysfunction or arguing or chaos in our environment. So we grow up with those behaviors and those patterns, but it also causes us, even as believers, to live in a place where we're frustrated very easily and very quickly, and we go to a place, as I call it, DEFCON 10. That means you go from zero to this place of explosion over a little of nothing because of the way that you were grown, you were raised, and the way that you sometimes in the womb, the stuff that's going on around you in the womb. And we don't realize how those things shape us, and they shape our personality, and they shape how we act or respond. But God is able to change that as we apply the word, as we believe his report, as we begin to do what he says. Galatians 6 and 9 says, let us not grow weary over doing good, for in due season we will reap if we won't give up, if we faint not. Sometimes that place of doing good, it's frustrating. It's that place where we're in a place where we're trying to do the will of God, but it's so much going on around us. And because our triggers have been already set for anxiety and for frustration and for different places of anger or release or even fear, we find ourselves acting out of things constantly when we know we should have peace over. And that's frustrating us because we understand we're supposed to have control of it. Why are we acting out? Why is that thing happening? Why are we on this level where we're always on this explosive place? And it's really the things that we were around when we were being shaped, either in the womb or after we got out of the womb, and the environment that we were in. Many of us, we were in an environment that was not always peaceful, that was not always joyous, that there was so much uncertainty going on, and we developed coping skills that now we do the same thing. But we need to talk to ourselves and talk to our soul and talk to our mind, and we begin to say to ourselves, we will behave ourselves wisely, and we put the word on ourselves, and we begin to allow God to minister to those places and break and overthrow those areas in our life where we have had influence that has shaped us, and the enemy tries to use it to make it look like we are not who we say we are. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold you in my righteous right hand. And so you have to understand that God is saying, I'm going to help you. Predicaments that don't look like me, and even when there's things about your character and about your personality that you don't like, I'm going to help you. I'm going to shape those things to look like me. I'm going to give you the word, and I'm going to strengthen you so that you can stand and go through the process of learning again how to use the word, how to adapt, how to focus on me and see my divine will in your life being done. And many of us don't understand how the wound and the environment of our home really shapes our personalities. And if you have that environment that breeds a lot of frustration, if you had a father that was constantly upset or frustrated with life or with work or conditions or government or anything else, finances, and he constantly allowed that frustration to be seen in his attitude, in his words, in his actions, in his deeds, or a mother the same way, then you lived in an environment where frustration and anger and anxiety or worry or fear were the things that you were breeding and what was the things that you were absorbing. So there was always the shaping, even when you didn't understand it, of your personality that caused a lot of things in your life to be in that same predicament when it came to dealing with pressure, dealing with circumstances, dealing with something that is easy, or dealing with people, or dealing with problems. You saw yourself always go, or you see yourself always going to this place where it should be controlled. It should be wisdom that is coming in. It should be knowledge and understanding. But you see the reaction of your flesh and of your emotions always erupt. And a lot of times it is because of we've learned, what we've seen. But God wants to correct that. And I want you to not to be frustrated and not to give up on yourself or to let the enemy make you think that place that you're in or what's going on in your life is something that is irrevocable and it cannot be reversed. That's a lie. The Lord can fix anything. There's nothing that happens in our life that he can't fix, that he can't handle, that he can't touch, that he can't fulfill, that he can go in and change. There's nothing in our life that occurs that God cannot handle. So whenever we go to him and say, Lord, now that I understand, because in all of our getting, we have to get understanding. When you understand the root of something, and if you understand how this thing occurred or why this thing is happening in your life, then you can understand how to fix it, because you're going to the maker, you're going to the creator. And until you're able to say, God, this is what's going on and this is what's happening, and I recognize this is the root of this thing, then God can fix it. Unless we say something with our mouth, unless we engage in the word of God in areas and put the word on us and begin to pray and ask God for his wisdom, his knowledge, understanding, his deliverance, then we will still repeat the same patterns of what we've done with behaviors and conduct. But when we begin to understand when we get so frustrated with things, the way that they're going, and we start looking at the root of this thing. When did this thing begin? How long have I been doing this? Has this always been part of my life or part of my character or part of my personality or part of what I've done? When you begin to understand that and begin to let God's word meet you there and you begin to talk to the Lord about it, you receive help. You help find you. Help comes to that place to now minister to about change, because now you're saying, God, I need your help here. This is now that I recognize this problem, now that I understand the root of this thing, now that I understand how this thing began to occur in my life and where the process of it began and how it shaped my personality and shaped my life and my response or my behavior, or my conduct or my anxiety or my fear. Now I need you, Lord, to help me break this thing and reverse it. And now teach me again how to live, how to do this your way, and how to do it in a way that you get glory and get honor and praise. And the enemy is not exalted, and my flesh is not which is on display, and people really see you. So when you understand that, and you understand that the enemy will use things like that, then you can use the word of God to begin to break that stronghold, break that weapon, break that thing that the enemy uses as a weapon against you. And when you understand that, power comes in, strength comes in, deliverance comes in. The word of God comes up and stands up in your life. And I want you to be encouraged to let you know that, because many of you beat yourself down because of places in your life that you don't understand and you don't like. And you're saying, if I'm who I say I am, why is this problem there? Why is this thing reoccurring? When you understand the root of how this thing occurred, you can close the door to it. You can take authority over it. You can make this thing now bow to the authority of God. But you have to do it recognizing and knowing that God is God and his word is there. It's a present, very present help, and that he's going to give you what you need. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there. Have a blessed day. Know that you're more than a conqueror. And as you begin to go to the Lord, he's going to give you the help that you need. Be blessed and know that you're an overcomer in Jesus' name.